Now we're moving on to the first part of the third one. Gurudeva's introduction to Mambashum 3. The way to Kaif is shown in this Mambashum. For after Simshumbisi is in power, having mastered Kasa or Nif Masi, the Karyan currents are transmuted. Then through Kalibasa, the Vumcheyudi currents are transmuted. Ni'inf becomes Simshumbisi. Then Kaif is the natural next step in the experience. It makes it easy to flow into Kaif from Simshumbisi if the Kanif lifestyle is practiced and the study of Shum persists, so that the subconscious is constantly being programmed toward the inner life and its blissful experiences. There's a very long definition of Kanif, but I'll only read the first one. Gives the idea. The religious lifestyle found within the structure and the vocabulary of the Shum language, which is the perspective of a religious contemplative way of life that brings a feeling of being at the center of the universe. So a contemplative lifestyle is what Kanif means. Needs to complement the practice of meditation. That's what Gurudev was bringing out. Meditation by itself isn't the whole picture. We need to meditate, and then we need a contemplative lifestyle that we follow throughout the day. Gurudev's commentary. Now we shall study together the third Mambashum, called the Kaif Mambashum. It sum totals the first two in this series: Chemuif Mambashum, the first one; Balikana Mambashum, the second one. Today we study some additional portraits, monograms, and collages: Im Kaif, Kanif, Niimp, Shum, Shumif, and Ama Una. The Kaif Mambashum is of the greatest interest to you at this time in the Saivite pattern of enlightenment. It has, in fact, inherent within it several qualities that will enhance your power of meditation each time you meet it during vigil. Of course, here again, we must first transmute our energies through performing nadi, sodana, pranayama. So that's done before the meditation starts. During the performance of this pranayama, try to hold the breath for 5 counts or heartbeats after it has been taken in through the right nostril, prior to letting it out through the left nostril. It is necessary to quickly become quiet and controlled enough to experience Kaif, in accordance with the instructions I have given you in the two previous Mambashums. Kaif, awareness totally aware of being aware, is an easy state to attain instantaneously, but difficult to maintain for any length of time until you are secure in your yoga or shumnam. Awareness flows kaif both to the fifth dimensional portrait, kanif, and the third dimensional picture, shumnam. These two represent the polarization of the shakti of the three worlds, which when experienced simultaneously and merged together, lead into a state called kaif. Shumnam is the state one arrives in when the mind force and its instinctive and emotional counterparts are transmuted through Kalibasa and meditation upon Mambashum, energizing Remche Nali Kam Shumalinga. At the time Shumnam is experienced, one should not feel that there is a lower part of his body below the level of his chest. The light and energies are only felt in the chest, throat, and head. It is through the chest and throat that the vibrations of the second world are felt, the fourth and fifth dimensions. It is through the head that the radiations through the third world are recorded, the sixth and seventh dimensions. Therefore, you must understand that the basic concept that this Mambashum instructs us to prepare to experience is the perfect state of shumnam and kaniv simultaneously with kaiv. So that when the meditator is not in the state of kaiv, he moves only to kaniv or suma, a state of being pure, so often referred to by my guru, Siva Yogaswami. Suma and kaniv name the same state to be experienced while in shumnam. It is when you have mastered kaniv that it feels as if you are floating in air with only enough energy in the lower part of the body to maintain the health of it. So perfect is the shum nikashum, the shumnam, the suma, the kaniv. So we have nikashum, of course, before, which is the withdrawal of energy. This is nikashum with shum in front of it. So shum nikashum, a deeper state, feeling the psychic heat while withdrawing prana into the ajna chakra. And then Rimche Nali was used, that's the fourth chakra named Anahata in Sanskrit. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.